see, Flattery will get you everywhere. Marketing, look at this guy. Flattery will get you everywhere.
You
might be
you're the best looking, best sounding guest I think we've had, you know?
Well, you're the best looking host I've seen in a long time. Except Maria Menounos. She's got you, but that's other reason. I don't have 200,000 followers. I got 200,000 customers. People that follow me have bought from me. I realize that life is short. You better go get it. Let's just talk about that. My niece told me, she said, Uncle, I don't have a job. I said, you got a car? She said, yeah, you just paid the registration for me. Sign up for Uber Eats and Hush. Go drop off some burgers if you don't want nobody sitting and farting in your backseat. Anyway, it comes from life. If you don't have this joy, do something else. They didn't expect it to be as good as it was, but come on. Either you deliver or you don't. Winners win. I got Tom Brady-itis. We win. We win, Rod. Come on. Hardest part of ending is starting again.
You're listening to The Radcast. If it's radical, we cover it. Here's your host, Ryan Alford.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the latest edition of The Radcast. I'm Ryan Alford, your host. And I'm joined by the raddest, baddest country music singer I know, Coffee Anderson. What's up, brother?
What up, Ryan? How you doing, bud?
Hey, man. I'm great now that I'm here with you.
Come on, see? Flattery will get you everywhere. Marketing, look at this guy. Yeah. Flattery get you everywhere.
You're the best looking, best sounding guest I think we've had, you know?
Well, you're the best looking host I've seen in a long time. Except Maria Menounos. She's got you, but that's other reasons.
Hey, I like it. A little bromance. Never hurt nobody. So singer, songwriter, influencer, marketer, YouTuber. I mean, the names go on and on, brother. I know you're taking a claim. And look, reality TV star.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Country Ever After on Netflix.
Country Ever After on Netflix, over 50 million viewers worldwide. Insane.
That's a million, folks. Million viewers. We ain't talking around, thousands. It's millions.
No, millions.
I love
Norway,
it.
Norway, Australia, I mean, Brazil. I mean, it's unbelievable. The United States, Louisiana. Come on. We everywhere. It's crazy. It's awesome.
Through the Appalachian Mountains, I'm thinking like, what's that song? This land is my land. From here
land
to
is your land. Come on.
Yeah. So hey, man, for all our listeners, let's give everybody the ones and twos background on Coffee, and you know, I know some people I'm sure have seen you on Netflix. Everybody's watching Netflix, but let's tell everybody a little bit about your story.
My story starts out, I grew up in Central Texas. My mother taught school. My dad worked at the local jail. So she would graduate him and he'd welcome him in. And music was always a part of our house. My granddad sang on the Chitlin' circuit because a lot of black performers weren't allowed to go in a venue. So they would play at these houses and do these singing competitions and concerts. And they would basically feed them a plate and they called it the Chitlin' circuit. You get a plate of Chitlin's for singing. And just ridiculously gifted vocalist. My mom was one of 13. Everybody in our family could sing. The caveat is most of them only wanted to sing in church. So my mother sounded like Bonnie Raitt with Whitney Houston's range. Just insane. But she just loved singing for the Lord. I appreciate that. I wanted to take my career to where I could do what I love and still get a check. And I was a basketball standout in Texas. But when I was in college, and I was dating this girl, and the best thing about her was her parents. I actually stayed with her longer because her family was so, so rad. Bro, they were rad folks. And she dumped me, and I kept the guitar in the situation. I got a Mel Bay guitar book, $4.95, and I started practicing G, C, D, and E minor, four chords. And out of that, I started doing kind of campfire praise and worship songs, singing in church because that's what I knew. And when you're under 21 – church is a place you can sing on Sunday and Wednesday nights and get a whole lot of practice, and everybody's still going to cheer for you because you're doing it for the Lord. So at that point, I realized that I had a gift, and I'm a capitalist. So I'm like, let me figure out how to get paid from this jump. And I moved to LA, and I started meeting different people, and I realized that the music industry was smoke and mirrors. I realized that there were a lot of people that were famous and broke, and I never wanted to be that. And I ended up meeting Paul Wall, a rapper named Mike Jones. Who? And they were at a Urban Network convention. And I asked their manager how he monetized, how he made his money. And I bugged him so bad that he really took 10 minutes. And I literally wrote down all these notes. And he gave me this blueprint on how to be successful in the music industry. At that time, it did change from CDs to downloads to streaming, but some things never change when it comes to business, no matter what business you're in. Number one is scaling. Number one is excellence. And number one is getting leads. If you do all those number ones, you end up pretty successful. And also, you want to work hard and take care of the people that believe in you. I think that every customer that calls, everyone that wants me to do a live show, someone that buys my music, they believe in me and I want to give them the best product possible. Yeah, so that led to getting on YouTube, singing, because when I went to sing for record labels, they were like, yeah, you got a permanent tan and do country music. I don't get it. And then, you know, I sang for the R&B labels and they were like, yeah, you got a hat on. We don't get that one either. So I created my own label from the house and we had a beautiful roll-up door. When you hit the button, it's called a garage, was our office. And out of that, I started doing videos every week on YouTube. That got up to over 200,000 subscribers. And then Facebook went crazy and we're at 700,000 on there. But the difference is most people think of numbers. I don't have 200,000 followers. I got 200,000 customers. People that follow me have bought from me. And that's the difference. Most people go, well, how many followers you got? I don't care, because you can buy followers. You can't buy revenue. Money shows up or it don't. Out of that, I got on Facebook one day and made a video playing a joke on my wife. When I said, honey, what does YES spell? She said, yes. I said, what does EYES spell? She said, ES. It spells Eyes Public Schoolers. And in the middle of that video, I said, Bravo EUSA, we need our own show, call me. Alex Baskin, the genius that created Orange County Housewives, Housewives of Atlanta, called. We created a show called Three Ever After. Mark Burnett's wife, Mark Burnett created Shark Tank, The Voice, Survivor. Only deal with people that win. Have you noticed all the names I'm dropping? They're all winners. All winners. Mark Burnett married Roma Downey. She was the star and one of the producers of Touched by an Angel. Okay. She's also done countless movies. She was Jackie Onassis in The Kennedy Story. Phenomenal. She believed in our show. Netflix put it out. Here we are. Dropped a couple of albums. Number 2 on the charts. Number 16 in the world. Mr. Red, White, and Blue went viral on TikTok 5 months ago. We have over 2 billion flips on TikTok of just that sound and over 101 million streams independent. All that money comes to my house and my children. You can do it if you apply yourself.
I love it. What's the issue then? I mean, like, is it just they don't know? Is it education for most of these artists?
Absolutely. The music industry is a smoke screen, smoke and mirrors. And think about this. If you want to book a band for your 40th birthday, how do you do it? Nobody knows. Yeah, I'm gonna call Daryl. Daryl got a bar. Hey man, call Daryl from the bar. You got that band. You don't even know. The music industry is this facade, right? Well, this guy got a $1 million record deal. Yeah, but they charge him 14. Kanye West has a forever record deal. He will always have to put out records to the day he dies. Come on, y'all.
What's the same thing?
The music industry is crazy.
Same thing with books. You know, everybody's got a best-selling book, but you have to buy. You publish a book, you have to buy like 30,000 copies of your own book, you know.
Right, and then you end up at the top of the charts, but you get the bill too.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're literally buying your Grammy. I mean, you're buying your award.
I know. But has this, I mean, has this, I'm going to use the term, and I know it's not, it's probably not as serious as I'm saying it, but has it blackballed you from, are you never going to be on the highway on Sirius because of this? Or you know, like, right. Is it done that, or is that still open?
No. You'll never be on the highway because the highway, they partner with record labels. Even when they have a highway fines are signed. They just don't have any fans. Come on now. The people that are on the highway fine, they have been signed to a record deal. They just don't have any fans. So Stormy gets on there and says, hey, we found this band. Tell us what you think, if you like it or not. Come on, man. Y'all know what it is. Quit playing.
Well, I mean, so like someone like Stormy, I mean, is he your friend? I mean, is he only friends with the record labels?
No, I don't know. I don't know him like that. I've heard good things about him, but I'm just talking about how the business works.
Yeah. But he has no control over what gets put on there. It's all kind of formulated.
Well, I think he has suggestions, but I mean, you know, everybody has a boss.
Yep.
I own all my companies and my wife runs the house. It is what it is until it ain't.
Yeah, exactly. So what's like your biggest hits? You know, I know Mr. Red, White, Blue has gone huge. That's where you got on my radar. I was like, damn, that's awesome. Beautiful.
How'd
song.
You hear about it? How'd you hear it?
Through TikTok. I mean,
did you really?
Yeah, I'm on the internet and everything. And then Sean Whalen, who's a friend and been on the Radcast, you know, I saw him posting stories when I had hardly seen your song, and I'm like, damn, that motherfucker. I gotta get him on here. So I love it.
So when I wrote Mr. Red, White, and Blue, which is the biggest patriotic song since God Bless the USA, Lee Greenwood, and I'll say that humbly and proudly at the same time. When I wrote Mr. Red, White, and Blue, everybody was going patriotic because it was bro country at the time. Everything was truck, beer, girl, what's up? Moonlight, Saturday Night, country radio. And there's 50 songs with all those things in it. And my dad served in the U.S. Air Force and gave his hearing serving our country, by the way. So it hits different in my house. And I was seeing a lot of these guys that were eighth grade when 9/11 hit. They were fifth grade when 9/11 hit. And now they're going to battle. And some of them aren't coming home. And I'm meeting their mamas at my shows. So I wrote Mr. Red, White, and Blue after meeting Sergeant Craig Karp when he had come back from two rotations in Afghanistan. And I got with Ilya Tashinsky, who helped produce For the Georgia Line and Riley Green and all these amazing artists. And we created that sound and put it out. A Hollywood music video director stole $7,500 of my money and didn't do the video. So we got a Canon T2i that I still got right here and a 50 millimeter lens. And we shot it at my buddy Stephen Lear's barn. My buddy Kenny shot it for me. We got Black Kenny, we got Jewish Kenny. Black Kenny shot it. And then I edited it myself, and I got guys to send me footage. And I knew it was going to be special. You knew it was going to be special. Did I think it was going to do this? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So,
but it's been out there. I mean, you recorded it several years back, right? 4 or 5 years ago?
I did it in 2012, re-released it in 2016.
It's crazy how stuff can pick up fuel, like especially with just where social media has gone. You know, things get picked up, you don't ever know, and damn, viral later, right?
Dude, you think about all these songs now. Look at the, what's that? With the Mexican guy that was drinking the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The cranberry juice on the skateboard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you know how much money he made, Lindsay, yeah, and them? Like, yeah, bro, you never know. Like, you only got to be right once. If you don't give yourself the opportunity to win, you're messing up. We've never lived in a world like this, Ryan. Ever.
Oh, you ain't got to tell me, brother. I tell people that every day. Like, that's what we do for a living. We give people opportunities here at Radical. Right? It's like, right? You know.
It's like, what planet are you on? I had somebody tell me, man, you're oppressed and you don't even know it. You lying. I live in a capitalistic country. When my grandparents were here, they had blacks-only bathrooms. They had to drink out of a faucet, hydrant, while other people had a water fountain. Don't tell me I'm oppressed. This is the greatest country, period. If you don't like what I'm saying, this ain't for you. I don't play victim. I'm more than a conqueror. We win. Anderson's always win. Go watch Country Ever After and see what I talk to my kids about. We ain't playing.
Where does that energy come from, man? I mean, where does that attitude and the positivity and, you know, like, winner take all? I mean, what embeds that in you?
My daddy? Let me tell you. My mother was an angel. She was the kindest woman I've ever met. And she went to heaven too soon. Bad things happen to good people. And it sucks, okay? She died of lung cancer, never smoked a day in her life. I realize that life is short. You better go get it. You better go get, if you think you got time, you lying to yourself and everybody else around you. You don't know. You don't know. And so when we put mama's body in the ground, even at 10 years old, I knew that I was gritting my teeth going, I'm going to make something happen. Our income was cut in half, Ryan. From a teacher's salary, which isn't much, they cut our income in half because she just wasn't there to work. My dad bought a deep freezer from Montgomery Ward. He bought shotgun shells, and we went down to the creek. We caught fish, and we hunted with freezer bags to fill that deep freezer because we didn't have no money. I'll never go back to those days. You know where that energy comes from? It comes from losing. And the moment you taste blood of winning, you'll never do anything else again. Why do you think Tom Brady hadn't had a cheeseburger in 7 years? Because he likes rings. Because he's addicted to titles. If you don't get addicted to winning, you don't need to be around us. This ain't for you.
I love it, man. It's so much. I look around and people try to think and try to play the victim, and I'm like, man, there's just so much opportunity, like right at your doorstep, on your in your phone. You people are making million-dollar livings a year off their phone.
I mean, I saw King Batch when he first started on Vine. Now he's in movies and 20 million. He's getting $100,000 to post for a company per post. He's doing three of those a day. You can do $1 million a week being silly. Let's just talk about that. My niece told me, she said, Uncle, I don't have a job. I said, you got a car? She said, yeah, you just paid the registration for me. I said, sign up for Uber and Hush. Sign up for Uber Eats and Hush. Go drop off some burgers if you don't want nobody sitting and farting in your back seat. Just go drop off their food. They got money out here.
Let's talk about Country Ever After.
Come on, Netflix. See my baby.
How was that experience? I mean, yeah, bling bling.
Okay, so Country Ever After. I tried out for Nashville Star, which is the country version of American Idol years. It's like The Voice with a tractor. Okay, tried out with that, and there's a lot of. Can you do this? What would happen if we did this? Not with Country Ever After. They were like, listen, you crazy. Your wife is awesome. Your kids are funny. Your dad is one of a kind. We just don't cut the camera on and let y'all do what y'all do. And that was what we did. There's nothing scripted. People go, is that really him? Every day. I ain't got time to be nobody else. I can't be Jason Aldean. He too short. I can't be, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me be me, bruh. And Country Ever After is the only show that's family friendly. There's nothing blue in it. There's no politics. There's no trash. It's funny. You will laugh every episode. You'll cry every episode. But that came from realizing that we had something special. And in the Facebook video, I put it out there that I was looking for a partner for a reality show. And we got the contract in. And I'm like, hey, here you go. And, here's what everybody else makes for reality. You know, and I'm like, no, I need y'all to make it sprinkle. And
not necessarily rain, but sprinkle a little bit, right?
I needed to sprinkle because this drip y'all got, I'll do this drip. So I felt like if we were going to give up our privacy, if we were going to open up our home. And my wife was dealing with, still fighting cancer. And if we were going to open up that side of our family to the world, you need to compensate us. And a lot of times people go, what's it cost? What's the value? What's the value? Example, I had a buddy tell me, dude, how much did they pay you to use your music? I said, they didn't pay me nothing. I gave it all to them. They're like, what do you mean? I said, I gave all of my music. Take this song, take this album, take that download, take this. Why? Because it'll be worldwide. I want to hear every commercial break. I want people to hear me every transition. I want people to get to you to hear the theme song. Why? Because I created it. Then ASCAP is going to pay me. Then Spotify went crazy.
It's called branding. Playing the long game. I like it. You know how many people I talk to play the short game?
I can't putt. I can't putt at all. If you put me on a putting green, I'm still hitting 100 yards. Because I do long game. We don't do nothing short. Short money can't be blessed.
Nope.
That's in the word. Come on, man. Come on, man.
So your takeaway, and I want to tease the potential of season two. I know the talks are out there, but what's your – how do you – yeah, bling. Hopefully it rains a little harder around there.
Make it rain.
But what's your – like after doing it, you've done reality. Everybody knows you now. Everybody knows your wife, your story. Right. She's battling cancer, your kids that are cute as hell. Like, is it been positive? I mean, obviously, you see the big picture of the brand and everything's done for you. But
dude, it's been so positive. Literally, people walk up to us with tears in their eyes saying, I needed your show. I had guys look, no joke, I had guys look at me going, I didn't have a dad. I don't know how to be a husband or a daddy. I literally have watched your show and it's changed me. It's changed my approach. It's changed so much because I didn't have an example. And to be this country cousin for so many people, to be this country cousin for business entrepreneurs that say, you know what, this dude literally started off singing on the street, made a label in his garage, does his own booking. He's making a killing. I can start my business. A lot of times people only point out, what if you fail? You can succeed a lot of different ways by starting your own and doing your own thing. And the takeaway from Country Ever After is it put us in everybody's home. It put us on everybody's phone through an app. And I'm more than grateful for Netflix, more than grateful for Roma and Mark and Alice Bass, because they allowed me to tell my story in truth. A lot of times you get on media, they can say what they want to say. This is our story. This is how we really live in truth every day.
Is there anything that you look back and regret at all from it?
I wish I would have shaved more. I'm like, yo, I was waking up looking like a dad, homie. I wish I would have got an edge. Like, it's just, it ain't much to edge it up, cuz. You know what I mean? I mean, just the look side of it, I would have done that different, but it was our life. And at that time, the best decision that I could have made was the one I made. Every time.
What can you tell us about season two talks? What can you speak of?
Season two talks, it'll be early 2022.
Okay.
And I am excited about the partner that I've gotten a chance to visit with. I love what they're doing, and they're not going to change us. When our initial talk started with season two, it was, hey, we need a little bit more Tiger King. We need, no, you don't. You got one of them. We don't do that. If you want drama, that's great. That's not us. Our story is our second year of marriage, we decided to fight for each other and not with each other. That's a tweet. I need y'all to catch up like mayonnaise if you're listening. Catch up to what I'm saying. We decided to fight for each other and not with each other. And if you want drama, great. Y'all got that on other networks. Our story is, what can we do to love each other in life and to make little things big and make the big things small?
It's not enough of that out there, man. Everything's negative. Everything's down the dumps. Everything's inappropriate for children. You know, if a father of four boys, we barely turn the TV on.
Because you can't.
Yeah.
Because you can't. Because you don't know what they... I don't want to have the sex talk with my four-year-old because of a commercial. Like, can't they just watch something? And I told a buddy of mine, I was like, that's abuse. When you give someone something that they cannot handle over and over, it's called abuse. When you spank a child that's little too hard, that's abuse. When you give someone that can't handle what you keep giving them, it's abuse. So it's literally abuse through the media when it comes to innocence. And I'm over it.
When will there be an announcement on season two?
That's why it's called negotiation, because you don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm pushing and they pushing and we pulling and...
Yeah, so any day.
You know, but we want a common goal.
What's the future of the music? You know, where are you headed? Like, you recording anything? I know you record all the time. That's what's different when you do your own thing. It's not like, well, I'm building up to an album, and then we're going to get to the album, and then we'll have the single release. You know, when you're independent, doing your own thing, calling your own shots, it's a little different.
So the music industry right now is the greatest it's ever been, because you can't put out enough music for people to consume it.
Amen.
You can't. Who's your favorite artist right now, Ryan? Honestly, who's your favorite artist?
You said Jason Aldean. I do enjoy Jason's music.
Jason's, dude, I love, you can't tell me. I got every Aldean album, period. When she says, baby, that's my jam. Every morning I'm like, my dude.
There's something about Aldean's music that's like, it's never too slow, never too fast. It's kind of in the middle. No, I can listen to it riding in the car. I can watch it listen to it in the gym. Pumping iron, like, hey, you know, it'll get on a rift. I'm like, so, you know. And now I do have Mr. Red, White, and Blue. He is in the workout rotation.
Good. That just showed you have taste. Okay, so the thing, if Aldean dropped a new song every Friday, you'd buy it.
Yes.
Me too. me too, because I love what he puts out. So what I'm saying is you can't put out enough content for consumers. The new music industry is quality, consistent content. If you can drop a good song every week, mix, master, and build a fan base, what happens with the algorithm of Spotify? Can we get real?
Oh, yeah. Get real.
Get real. The algorithm of Spotify is this. If I drop a song and you follow me, you listen to more than 5 seconds of that song. The next week I drop one, you get a ping that says, Coffee dropped a new song. Why? Because they want to fight against Sirius XM, the highway. They want to beat all those radio stations that are digital and say, we want you to stay here and give us your money. So we're going to give you, we're going to make success stories of the artist.
I love it.
I don't have to have a whole album anymore. When I get done with a song, get a cover, put it up. Guess what? You're going to get a ping that says, Cafe dropped a new song. Then you're able to go from 6,000 followers to 6,000 in 9 weeks. You go from 60,000 to 500,000 in 4 months. That's real money. Every 1 million streams you get is $7,000.
It all adds up.
Put out 100 songs.
Yeah.
It's just math, baby.
I know. What's your writing process? Like, do you write with, you have partners? Do you write alone? I mean, what's kind of?
I write all the time. If somebody's around, they're around. If I have to sit in a room, hey guys, how are you feeling? What are you thinking? Yeah, I don't do that. I'm like, woke up this morning, way before the sun, focused on winning, on being number one. I'm in the zone. Come on, man.
That is the first song on the Radcast. I love it. First
we
live.
Here. Okay.
Yeah.
So mine always comes from life stories.
All right.
So literally, I'm in Nashville recording, right? Kenny Greenberger does all the guitars for Tim McGraw, is in the studio with me. Kid Rock's drummer was drumming for me. Eric Church's bass player, like my band looked like the Country Avengers. Ron is crazy. So there's this old dude sitting in the corner. He ain't happy about nothing. Bit of beer face at 10 a.m. Hey, Cafe, it's country music. I want to drink and be miserable. Quit with all this happy country. I'm like, all right. I open up Facebook. I see my ex's profile. Every status she had was about her new boyfriend. Oh, my new boyfriend, he can gargle peanut butter. He's strong. I'm like, why would you go? Oh, my new boyfriend. He can swim backwards with a Yeti tied around his neck. He's strong. I'm like, this dude sounds like Chuck Norris. I want to see what he looks like. I saw his face and wrote a song about it. I saw you in Walmart. Come on. You were holding his hand. We've only been broken up about a week and a half. Hey, I'm not jealous. I'm just telling you. You left me for him. Something looked peculiar, and I was noticing. Listen, y'all, your new boyfriend is ugly, and I'm glad that he is. Why don't y'all go get married and have some ugly kids? Hey! Who hasn't wished it on their ex? Come on now. Bro, life gives you music. If you got to sit in a room, you run out of ideas. Oh. Life gives you music. It does to me.
I've never been serenaded on the Radcast. We got a lot of firsts.
Oh, my.
I love it. Can we get a Radcast original?
My fire. All right, keep going. What's up? Anyway, it comes from life. If you don't have this joy, do something else. If you had a job that you can't stand, go find a new one. Go find, bet on yourself. Come on, y'all. It's too short not to have this type of energy with what you do.
So where, other than season two, I mean, talk about the future. I know, you know, your wife's still battling and
right.
My prayers are with her.
Thank you. We need them.
Where is this headed? Cafe Anderson, where is the brand headed? I mean, is there, do you put markers out there? Or are you just I'm playing the long game with the brand. I'm making money.
Yeah, I have to, because if you don't have a goal, you just run around. You know that desert when you're on the way to Vegas from Cali?
Oh,
and it's that open plain. If you don't get some type of direction, you're just going to be aimlessly running around like an idiot. So for me, 4 years ago, I put myself on a 60-month plan to be at $60,000 to sing for an hour. I wanted to put that price out there to shoot at it. How do I bring that type of value to a buyer? How can I sell that many tickets if someone wants to have me at a venue? How can we sell that much beer if it's a place where there's a beer garden or whatever? And I never chased the Nashville record celebrity side of it. because I felt like having customers would be more advantageous for me to keep it, the support going, until a partner from Nashville said, let's do it, which they did. So I signed a 50-50 option with Riser House Records. So Riser House put out John Party. They put out Mitchell Tenpenny. They have Dylan Carmichael with the new song, I'd Rather Drink a Hot Beer, you know, then take his old woman back. He's like, I'd rather drink a hot beer. So Jen Johnson over there came from Big Machine, which is Taylor Swift and Dan and Shay and the FGL Boys and Cadillac 3 and all those. And they just started a boutique label, and I love what they do. And we get a 50-50. If the record makes 10 million, they get five, I get five, but I get country radio out of it. And country radio makes you a household name like that. I've seen guys with less talent make more. And so I remember when Chad Butler, rest in peace, Pimps, he said, I seen too many real dudes to let these fake dudes beat me. So that's how I feel.
When will you start hitting the airwaves? I mean, are you already?
February.
Yep. Okay.
They didn't expect it to be as good as it was, but come on. Either you deliver or you don't. Winners win. I got Tom Brady-itis. We win. We win, Rod. Come on.
I love it, brother.
Get addicted to it.
You got time for a quick rad or fad segment. I'm going to ask you one key word.
I've been waiting on this. I'm waiting on you. Come on.
Rad or fad. Number one, country hip-hop and or hip-hop. Hick-hop. Rad or fad.
It's rad because I know what's coming. I've heard some stuff. I'm so mad I didn't create that. It's rad.
Cool. Are we gonna see some collaborations from?
Absolutely.
All right.
Colt Ford and I are in the studio right now.
Hell yeah! All right.
He's so dope.
Number two, fancy like. Rad or fad?
It's rad and it's a fad at the same time. Walker's a good dude, bro.
Yeah, no,
and
I like
he needed this win. I mean, he's been shooting videos with like his church videographer. You know, he's on a label. I'm like, give this man a chance. Country radio didn't touch it. Then he went crazy on TikTok.
Yeah,
he did a dance with his family,
his daughter.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why you have 9 kids, so they can work for you because the label ain't doing nothing. You know, he created an A&R team just by mating. So it is what it is. But it's a fad, but it's kind of rad.
Yeah, I agree. Dolly Parton, rad or fad?
Rad. Dolly could get it today.
I know.
The best 3 minutes of her life today.
All right. I'm going to tee you up here. Country Ever After, season 2. Rad or
it's
fad?
Rad.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nothing but rad. Y'all know what it is.
I know.
Your country cousin is a real dude. Come on.
Can I put that in the show notes? Ryan's country cousin.
That's it. Yeah. Dude, you can call me anytime. We need to beat up somebody or we need to help you fix a flat tire. I'm in for both.
I'll settle for when I put a fundraiser on here in Greenville, South Kakalaki, I can call you and, you know, you might do me better than $60,000 an hour.
Yeah. What fundraiser? Who are you helping?
Hey, we help all kinds. I have something called Greenville Hustle here. And every dollar goes, we do networking and events like that, but we give a lot of money back to soup kitchens and everybody in need in the
people
county.
People don't understand how many people don't have food that are food deficient. It is unbelievable. We're doing a September 11th celebration in Prosper, Texas, and 10% of our money is going to the food bank because you guys, there's a lot of kids that don't eat unless school is in. They literally take home extra food over the weekend because they don't have food at home. And then when breakfast hits at school, they eat it because that's all. They don't eat for 2 days. So we have to start filling food banks and shelters. We have to do that. I'm telling you, especially with the economic situation we're in right now, whole nother conversation. Let's not get too real. Anyway.
No. My wife's an assistant principal at a middle school. And she said, you know, a lot of these kids, if they didn't eat their breakfast and lunch at school, that's their 2 meals of the day.
There's only 2, that's sadly. It.
Hey, man, where can everyone keep up with everything Coffee Anderson?
Facebook.com/coffee. Coffee is spelled like coffee with an E-Y. C-O-F-F-E-Y. Like, hey, my name is John Coffee. Spelled like just like the drink. C-O-F-F-E-Y Anderson. And Instagram, Facebook, add me on Spotify, add me on your iTunes and Apple Music. Just hit the plus. That's going to help us right now. And looking to buy a bus, a new bus, so we can keep rolling. And gosh, my assistant's working. She's like, mm-hmm. Like, gosh, puppy, leave me alone. So it all helps. It all goes together. Email me. Go to coffeeanderson.com. We have Patriot gear, hats and shirts that say Patriot. And I just love people, man. I love people. Go to youtube.com/coffeesouthernman and join that as well. And if you have any questions, even about marketing or anything like that, follow this podcast. Message me if you have any questions about music or building a brand. I'd love to help. And thank you, man. Thank you for having me, Ryan. You kidding me?
Hey, man. It's my pleasure. I love what you're doing. I love your energy. I don't know. It's like a disease. You've a positivity disease. You're just catching on, you know? The only prescription is more coffee.
Come on, the more you get, the later up at night you're going to stay.
I know.
I want you to feel excited, energized. And again, anybody out there, you want to start your business, you want to take yourself to the next level, you can do it. You can do it. Follow winners. Don't listen to anybody. I had a guy tell me, hey, man, I'll tell you how to make a million. And he was asking me for money at a stop sign. Get around winners.
Yep.
Get around winners.
You are the circle you keep. But I want to stay in touch, brother. And I want to get you to Greenville sometime. I'll stay in touch on that. And maybe we can figure something out that works.
Yeah. And let's just route it. Let's make yours an anchor date.
Yeah.
And that way it won't hit you financially. And then I'll build some other stuff around it.
Sweet.
That way you won't even feel it.
I love it, man.
Well, let's help some people.
Yeah, man. Well, we really appreciate Coffee Anderson. You know where to find him. He just told you, coffeeanderson.com. You know where to find us, theradcast.com. You can search for all this content. Search for Coffee Anderson. You'll find every highlight clip, every highlight from this episode, and anything you want, and that shiny, happy face that we see right there. You know where me, I'm at Ryan Alford. I'm verified on all the platforms. Look for me anytime.
Come on!
We'll see you next time.
The blue check, baby! The blue check, baby!
We'll see you next time on the Radcast.